KQED. Over the weekend, the streets of Copenhagen rang with the sound of protests outside the climate summit. Our man in Copenhagen, Rob Schmitz, joins us to describe the scene. Rob, there were Californians in the crowd, I take it?
Oh, there were. You know, organizers claim that there were around 100,000 people at Saturday's march. Police put it at a quarter of that. Around 1,000 people were arrested. But for the most part, this was a peaceful protest. And yes, many Californians did take part. I met Heidi Quante while she was marching, and she explained to me why it was important for her to come here.
They once did a line at where San Francisco would be if global warming really continues and if sea level rises. And a fair part of a city that I was born and raised in would be underwater. And it's completely unnecessary. And when you think at it at the local level, it's not some abstract thing. And I don't want to wait until, you know, we have increased also floods or this kind of awful weather.
Now, we should mention, Rob, you've been taking some pictures, and we've got a slideshow of the protests at californiareport.org/climatewatch. Rob, I take it there are some big-name Californians who are in Copenhagen this week as well.
Oh, yes. We're seeing, you know, leaders of the business community in California. We're seeing, Mary Nichols from CARB, the California Air Resources Board, will be here. A lot of academics from Stanford, from the Scripps Institution, you know, they're all here.
And Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger is expected to speak tomorrow as well.
Yes, he is. He'll be speaking tomorrow to the conference, and he's going to be talking about the power of local entities to accomplish real change. I mean, this is something that we just heard Heidi Quante talk about, and this is going to be a major portion of his speech tomorrow.
Well, it's interesting you mention that, because if you ask almost anybody in Copenhagen who's leading the fight against climate change, they'll typically point to California because of that law we have, AB 32.
AB 32, yes. I mean, and this is a law that requires California to reduce greenhouse gas emissions to 1990 levels by 2020. But not all Californians are too thrilled with this law.